Art Fair Confidential, the Be in the Know podcast for the art curious. Join the creators of Art Expo New York and Spectrum Miami Art Fairs as they delve into the passions of art collectors, the creative spirit of artists, the how-tos of a successful art business, and the importance of art in today's world with interviews, discussions, and collaborations. Sponsored by Art Business News.
How has your weekend been so far? Is this your first time here?
No, it's not my first time in Santa Fe. We actually just moved here about 6 weeks ago, my husband and I, from Los Angeles, from Hollywood, and we just love it. We love being here. We're so happy to be here. And the show's been fantastic. We're very excited to be here and excited that I won an award, the Best Solo Exhibitor Award yesterday.
That's right. So, yeah, they spotted you as a very unique individual. And you made it all the way from Hollywood, huh?
Yeah, from the Hollywood Hills.
From Hollyweird, some people say.
Hollyweird, yeah.
So, now that you've been here, you've had a little bit of time to kind of explore Santa Fe. Well, what kind of drew you to it to begin with?
It's been a lifelong dream of mine to focus on my art full-time, my fine art. We've been through many incarnations, but I had always thought about coming to Santa Fe to focus on my art, and finally the opportunity came up where we sold our house and we could find a new place to live, and we took a little road trip and realized when we got here and started talking to the galleries around here that we really needed to be here if I wanted to focus on my art full time and really, you know, make a serious go of it. We really needed to be here in Santa Fe because it's the third largest art market in the United States. So.
And will you be drawing some new inspiration from there, or how about the inspiration that came from what we're looking at here?
This is my inspiration really is patterns. And patterns in nature. I love mathematics, science, physics, all of these things, biology. And these particular paintings, because I have several different styles, but these particular paintings are inspired by the Fibonacci sequence, which is the mathematical sequence formula that underlies a lot of life forms. Life forms, physics, also animals and plants. And so these are, this one is based on a sunflower. It has the same number of spirals in a sunflower. And this one is more like there's some pine cones and flowers that are based on this. But it's about life. It's about light, which is also the essence of life. And then the mathematics behind it. And the mathematics are perfect in a lot of ways, but the expression of life is imperfect. And so that's kind of what I'm exploring, the expression that you see through the paintbrush strokes and the textures they're organic and imperfect, but it's all kind of based upon a structure, a mathematical perfect structure.
They definitely draw the eye. I don't know what it is. Something about the mathematics or like you said, it's part of life.
It's
my
like
eyes are directed to them. Like, wow. So, it's very, very beautiful art. And are the people, how have you been experiencing the people walking up to you here and communicating with the locals?
Oh, well, nice. I think we've had really nice interactions with people. I love the people in Santa Fe because there's such an eclectic and artistic mix of people. You know, there's so much sophistication, so much creativity, and people seem like they're genuinely happy. Everybody's got this wonderful, relaxed, happy vibe.
And what do you think about people who aren't here? Why should somebody come either to attend or to exhibit at this Art Santa Fe?
Because, this is a really special show. We really like the show. The people who are running it are wonderful. It just seems like they really care about nurturing artists. I care about their continued success in their careers, and I think that's really lovely. And it's a nice they've put together a nice collection of very talented people, and the customers or the people that are coming to view are incredible too. They seem like they really have a genuine interest in the arts and a genuine appreciation.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing all of this. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen to more of the Art Fair Confidential podcasts at redwoodartgroup.com/podcasts. And we'd love to hear your feedback as well as suggestions for new topics. Just drop us a note at info@redwoodartgroup.com or click on the comments box at the bottom of the podcast website page. Remember to stay in the know. Join us next time for more Art Fair Confidential.